Chapter 1. Robbers at the Restaurant. It was after 10 o'clock when someone knocked on the door of the Nickel Pizzeria. The sign on the door said closed. The door was locked, and inside, Theo Lambrew was sitting and counting the night's cash. Theo's father, Nick, paid him to work in the family restaurant on Saturday nights. Nick was cleaning in the kitchen, and Eleanor, Theo's mother, had already gone home. Theo called, "Sorry, we're closed." He finished counting and wrote down the amount. The person knocked again loudly.
"Dad, there's someone at the front door," Theo called.
"Coming," Nick said.
Theo's father walked to the door and looked out through the glass.
"I can't see anyone," he said, turning back.
Crash! The glass broke. A tall man dressed in black stood outside. He kicked the door open and walked in.
"Now you're open," the man said. He was carrying a gun.
Nick walked backwards away from him. Theo sat still, his mouth open. A second man followed the first one inside. He also carried a gun and had a bag. Both men wore black masks over their faces, with holes for their eyes and mouth.
"Give us that cash,"
the first man said to Theo. The man's bright blue eyes were staring at him. Theo couldn't move. The second man put the bag on the table.
"Feel this."
"Theo," Nick said quietly. "Put the cash in the bag." Theo held on to the table. The first man's gun was pointing at him.
"I'm going to die," he thought, and closed his eyes.
"I'll do it," said Nick.
He walked slowly to the table with his hands in the air, then put the money into the bag. Theo knew there wasn't much cash. Most people paid by card.
"Where's the safe?" asked the first man. "We know you have one."
"It's this way," said Nick. The second man with the bag followed Nick into the back room. The first man stayed with Theo.
"I don't like waiting," he said. "I hope your daddy doesn't try anything silly."
Theo's legs shook. Nick and the second man came back. The bag was full.
"There was a lot more cash in the safe," the man told the other. "Right. Let's get out of here," the first man said.
"Goodbye."
He held up his gun.
Theo cried, "No!"
The men laughed, and then they were gone. Nick hugged Theo and said,
"Are you okay, son?"
Not really,"
Theo said. There were tears in his eyes. Nick sat down beside Theo.
"I've had enough. This is the third time in 2 years that something like this has happened. The other times, they broke windows to get in. No one was here, and they didn't find any money. This time was different. They could have killed you. I can't let this happen again."
"What can you do?"
"First, I'll call the police, of course. Then your mother and I will talk about what to do. We need to make a plan."
Theo frowned.
"A plan? What kind of plan?"
Nick said,
"We'll think of something."
The police came, and Nick and Theo told them what had happened. Then Nick took Theo home. Eleanor cried and hugged him.
"Theo, my dear,
Are you okay? I was afraid, Mum,
he said.
Really afraid.
The next few weeks weren't easy for Theo. He never felt like eating and almost stopped talking. He didn't want to go out with his friends or play football. He just felt tired and wanted to lie down all the time. He was afraid to go to the restaurant. At night, Theo had bad dreams. He saw the robber with the blue eyes pointing his gun at him and then shooting. He woke up afraid. It happened night after night. When he lay awake, Theo sometimes heard his parents talking about him. One afternoon, when Theo went to the restaurant after school, there was a big sign on the outside wall. For sale. Theo found his parents working in the kitchen.
What's going on?
Said Theo.
Why is that sign outside?
Theo, sit down, please, said Nick.
They all sat down. Nick said,
Mum and I have a plan, Theo. We're going to sell the business and move out of the city.
I don't like this, thought Theo. Move away? Where to?
There's a pizza restaurant for sale in Clifftown, said Eleanor.
Clifftown? But...
Yes, said Eleanor. Zoe's town. Theo's older sister Zoe lived in Clifftown, a small town on the coast south of Sydney. She had left Sydney 2 years ago when she was 18. All the time she was at high school, Zoe was in trouble, at home and at school. She smoked cigarettes, stayed out late, and never did her homework. She and Eleanor fought, and the house was never quiet. Nick always used to say to Theo, You're a good son. We never have any trouble with you. Eleanor showed Theo some photos of the restaurant, the Pizza Palace, on her phone. It was across the road from the beach.
And look, said Nick. The cafe where Zoe works is next door.
Eleanor showed Theo another photo. The cafe and the restaurant were side by side.
It will be nice to be closer to Zoe, she said. We miss her.
Nick said,
So, what do you think about our plan, Theo? The city's just too dangerous. We'll be safer in Clifftown.
Eleanor agreed.
Those men could have killed you, Theo. We need to go somewhere we can live without fear.
Theo didn't know what to say to them. Theo liked his city life. There were lots of things to do, and all his friends were there.
Eleanor said, Your holidays start at the end of this week. We'll go down to Clifftown to look at the restaurant. It will be good to see Zoe, and she'll be pleased to see us, I hope.
I'm sure she will be, said Nick.
Theo didn't say anything. He knew his sister wasn't going to be happy to see her parents. Was she going to be happy to see him?